Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, Friday, April 12th.
Joe Biden should not be running this country. No one who has run his own family in this way should be in charge of anybody else. Biden should explain immediately why he inappropriately showered with his own daughter. He should be asked that at his next press availability.
The social workers in America and in Europe, and it even came out that the Germans in West Germany from the 60s into the 90s took hundreds of thousands of children from Christian families and gave them to 30,000 pedophiles to be raped as young as 3 years old and to live with them and to create a new family.
This study initially involved taking three troubled youths from foster care with the consent of their parents. It claimed that the extended period of time away from their family would help to guide them onto a straighter path. One of the boys, known by Marco in some reports, has said that he suffered a great deal of abuse and neglect. As they grew older, Hankel and the other men used greater levels of violence when their victims reached an age where they could finally refuse sexual advances themselves.
And I literally see these articles out of Austin and Atlanta and New York, and it's where gay men, in close quotes, and I'm not attacking gay men or pedophiles, but I'm saying gay men, is what they call in the news, are adopting children, and most of them are social worker kids, kids grabbed by social workers, and they give them to these pedophile men who then sell them to rape gangs.
Zachary Zulock and his husband William Zulock are being charged for child sex crimes. The Walton County Sheriff's Office raided their home on St. Regis Way in Oxford and found that both men were engaging in sexually abusive acts and videotaping it with their adopted sibling children. Police saying that material was being downloaded, which was discovered during a search warrant in unincorporated Loganville.
38-year-old Hayden Cohen is facing several charges of sexual assault of a child and continuous sexual abuse of a child. His father of nine was very active on various social media sites. Video after video portrayed him in what seemed a normal life with adoptive kids. The teen said CPS had 8 investigations that led to nothing.
There are almost no words. I mean, that's what we're coming up with when we're talking about the allegations against this adoptive father allegedly prostituting out one of his sons, adopted sons, raping all three of these adopted children.
Jason Zwick sits in a Miami County courtroom, but his stay here turned out to be much shorter than first thought. Rather than go through a days-long trial, Zwick simply pleaded no contest to the charge that he raped a child. Already, Kenneth Brandt, the man convicted of raping his adopted children and offering them to others, had been sentenced to 60 years to life in Miami County, in addition to 50 years to life in Montgomery. He was set to testify against Zwick, who police say raped one of the children after reportedly answering Brandt's online ad. That ad is how police discovered what was going on. Until the investigation, Brandt had been in the process of adopting a fourth child. A third man, Patrick Reeder, is also accused of raping one of Brandt's children.
New for us at 10, a Chicago veterinarian and dog show judge pled not guilty to child porn charges in court today. Adam Stafford King from Elburn is facing federal charges accused of distributing child porn. Investigators say he also made disturbing comments about sexually abusing his nieces and nephews and planned to abuse his newborn child.
They see these children as a market, as a commodity. Product. Yes.
Who buys children and infants for sex?
I've seen old to young. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity is. It doesn't matter what your color is. It doesn't matter what your belief is.
Infants and children are found online on the dark web. They're often referred to using animals as code names.
3-month golden retriever, you know, a black lab.
You paid a woman in California to get pregnant, and I guess contractually to give him a baby, that he was then advertising to child rape groups online. The FBI, because they're not all bad, there's still subgroups that are good, raided them and took over the identity of the child rape group, and he was planning to start raping it at 2 weeks old and saying, I want people to come join me and rape the baby. It's every day. You see the San Francisco choir saying, we're grooming your children, we're coming for them, we're going to get them. And I know it's hard for you to believe that there's this many pedophiles. So I'm not going to sit here and, you know, point these people and say I'm without sin. The difference is they won. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Most banned network in the world.
206 days, 12 hours, 3 minutes, 42 seconds. Until the commencement of the most important election in world history.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've survived deep state attacks by the FBI, the CIA, in coordination with the rest of the deep state corporate media PR firms and Democratic Party law firms. And it's all coming out in congressional hearings in the last few days, and more hearings set specifically focusing on the revelations against InfoWars. And you would think that would be our top story today. We have some big guests joining us to discuss that and so much more. But we're going to table that for now, because the big news is Iran has been working very closely with the Democratic Party for a long time. But even before that, it's been partially declassified that in the early 1980s, 1979, 1980, 81, Iran doesn't work for the CIA, but the CIA clearly helped the Ayatollahs take control and take power over the Shah. And so there's been a lot of cases where there's backroom deals made where Iran will attack at a key point for the deep state for political gain, and then the deep state will not launch massive retaliatory strikes against Iran, and that gives Iran a lot of political power domestically. And so with all the things happening to Biden and the globalist operations falling apart, they need a big political distraction. They need an October surprise. And here we are. The CIA, the Defense Department, are saying they believe in the next 48 hours Iran is going to attack Israel directly with its massive arsenal of missiles and other weapons. Iran is armed to the teeth, and they have a very, very serious military that they've developed. They've also got proxy forces of Hezbollah that are in the West Bank, but mainly in Lebanon, just north of Israel. They've also been helping coordinate with Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood out of Gaza. And so this whole stand down on October 7th by Israel, and this whole 6-month war indiscriminately in Gaza, and the $6 billion that Biden gave them, the Iranians, a month before the stand down in Israel and the Hamas attack. I've said all of this is lining up for a larger war. But that behind the scenes, you've got globalists actually working with Iran to limit how large it will be. Then Iran can use that on its domestic population for control. The Mullahs are extremely unpopular in scientific polls that have been done under the table in Iran. Upwards of 80% of the population hates the Islamic system's control. So that'll help the Mullahs stay in power, and it'll also help the globalists crack down here in the West. We know there are massive Hezbollah forces that have been brought into Europe and the United States, as well as Canada and the UK. Bloomberg reporting Iran attack expected on Israel in the next 2 days. Wall Street Journal, similar headline, Israel bracing for potential direct attack from Iran. in the next 2 days. There's the Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg. Here's another one, CNBC. The West urges China to intervene with Iran amid fears of direct attack on Israel. This is all breaking as we speak. U.S. restricts employees' travel to Iran as Iran vows revenge on Israel. That is a huge situation that we're obviously watching very, very closely here today, and that we will be getting more into throughout the broadcast. Let me tell you who's coming up on the show today before I hit the rest of the news and start drilling into it. Roger Stone on the massive poll numbers showing Trump 15 to 20 points ahead, expanding his lead against the pedo Biden regime. We also have Viva Fry, a great lawyer and analyst, coming on to talk about all the persecution in Canada and the U.S., as well as Europe, against the globalist political opposition. Robert Barnes, another great constitutional lawyer, will also be joining us to cover the waterfront. Arden Young, an amazing reporter with Sound Investigations, who's helped expose Pornhub targeting children that's triggered criminal investigations in multiple states, including Texas. And then the founder of Sound Investigations, Eric Cochran, will be joining us as well, to not just talk about their massive report that's now triggering massive discussions in the FISA hearings in Congress with the warrantless wiretapping, and the deep state's targeting of their political opposition, including Congress and other agencies. And we'll get into calls from five congressmen and women now for official hearings on the persecution of yours truly. This is a window into the persecution against countless others. And this is really triggering something that could be as big or bigger than the Senator Frank Church Committee hearings in the 1970s. That was the last time the deep state got reined in massively. So that is all coming up on that front today. Then we have incredible videos in Illinois, in Washington State, in California, in Colorado, in New York, with the mayors all reading off the same scripts, saying we've got to build giant illegal alien migrant centers here. We've got to take care of these people. And videos of Penn Station flooded with thousands of illegals and just the bedlam it's causing. And then we've got Biden running around saying, oh, he doesn't know he has the authority to even control the border, but he's looking into it. He has dissolved the border. He's told everybody, when I win the election, as he said 3.5 years ago, I want you to immediately surge the border. And then now he says, oh, he doesn't know if he can do anything, when he's deliberately advertised coming to the U.S., saying he'll get all these free goodies, and then ordering the Border Patrol to facilitate the massive human trafficking, including of children, 90-plus thousand now. According to congressional reports and ICE reports, small children missing, many of them in sex slavery, so just mass crimes being committed in front of the world. Also, big numbers out, how inflation is hurting Biden's progress on the economy, L.A. Times. You've got all these former top economists who are Democrats coming out saying, oh, inflation's terrible, Biden's terrible, but that's being done to maneuver him to step down sometime before or during the DNC this coming July. Top economists, including Barack Obama's Treasury Secretary, discover the real inflation number under Biden reached 18% and is still hovering around 40-year high. And it's actually much higher than that. We're going to be getting to all of those reports as well. Another big study out. Islands that climate change alarmists have said in the last 40 years would soon disappear due to rising sea levels have been found to have grown in size. We're going to be looking at all of that information and so much more today. Then, of course, we've got a lot of bizarre statements out of the White House and out of mainstream media concerning the death by cancer of O.J. Simpson. We know from major studies that the so-called COVID vaccine, that's an mRNA gene therapy, has been causing massive increases in cancer, the accelerated growth of turbo cancers. So I simply said, hey, he took the shot and he was dead. He bragged about taking the boosters. Told everybody you should take your shots. We know the numbers are there that it is triggering massive increases of cancer.
And the corporate media weighed in and said, Jones is making it up, saying O.J. was killed by the shot. I just pointed out that a lot of people are being killed by the shot, and that is a major indicator of it. And the record numbers of young people dying of heart attacks and blood clots and myocarditis, they cannot deny it. And what they also can't deny, we'll be covering all this, powerful video that we're going to be playing coming up, the great COVID cover-up, shocking truth about Wuhan and 16 federal agencies. And that was Senator Rand Paul on with the Fox News host, Laura Ingraham. It's an excellent five-page article from Fox News. And what are they talking about? They're talking about this. The New York Post is finally covering it. 3 years ago, a lot of these emails were already public, but now even more emails are public. Whistleblower shares more COVID origin emails Fauci advisor allegedly concealed on private account House panel. Now, we had emails less than a year into this. This has been going on 4 years plus. Wow, it's hard to believe. We had emails in late 2020.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
And on X, and like you're literally looking in that movie of what they're describing as an alien attacking of an HIV virus. So that's the spike protein, folks. It's well known. So much so they used it as an example of an alien virus in a movie. And it's very, very, very frustrating to sit here and watch all this unfolding. Now, what else am I going to be covering today? I already kind of mentioned it earlier, but I don't even know what to say at this point. It makes me ashamed for my country. I already knew all of this. I've already told you probably 1,000 times till your ears bleed that the CIA and FBI ran the operation against yours truly. Now, it would take hours to explain all the evidence and how we know. And then now we've got this former FBI agent, CIA contract manager, bragging about how I was targeted and how it was designed to cut my legs off and how they're also going after Tucker Carlson. I mean, folks, do you understand how incredibly illegal that is? And how dangerous that is. And obviously, if they could get away with it with me, they're going to get away with it with you. And this is being done not to just get Trump or get Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson. It is being designed to get you. The entire AI grid with big tech taking orders from the CIA and the FBI, and that's all come out in Congress 6-7 years after I told you about it. Last year. And it's your rights being violated when this type of crap goes on. And I thank my lucky stars and I thank God every day because I don't want to be in prison that they have had the Justice Department after us, the CIA, the FBI, the IRS. And because of the fact that I am such a straight arrow, and the CIA agent admits this in the video, we couldn't find anything criminal. After I've been illegally put through all this, that they said, well, I guess we can't get a jury to convict him, even if it's a rigged D.C. jury, so they dropped it. That ought to really concern everybody, because I don't do my own checking account. I've got an accountant and I've got a CPA, and I'm not stupid. I know I'm a target. But even if I wasn't a target, even though these taxes, a lot of them are unconstitutional and they're out of control, I've done nothing illegal, other than occasionally speed an automobile, and because of issues of safety, I don't even do that anymore. So that's basically where we're at, and it's disgusting to know that they lied about me and did all these terrible things in the news and the PR firms and the law firms and all of it, and literally ran over me and backed back over me and ran back over me a couple hundred times. And then got so frustrated that they couldn't make anything up that would stick. But then they don't care, despite the fact that they said I had hundreds of millions of dollars and all this hidden money. And I was going to be going to prison, and none of that was true. And I couldn't put on defenses in the rigged trials where I was already found guilty. They still come out with an HBO show that's their most promoted show right now everywhere called The Truth versus Alex Jones that's completely deceptive and still claiming that I've got massive amounts of money, and that my wealth is approaching 10 figures. 10 figures is a quadrillion dollars. Now, I don't judge myself according to how much money I've got. But I sure don't like being upside down. I've been upside down for over a year. but it means nothing to me because the truth is everything. But they don't even line their lies up to match their other lies. And so a lot of people want me to sue the FBI and the CIA. And I'm not a litigious person. But we have to bring this out further in the light. We have to document it. And I do want congressional hearings, and they're talking about doing hearings. It's been brought up in the FISA hearings. Five congressmen and women are now talking about it that I know of. We've got some of those clips coming up. So this is a big deal, because if I don't do that, then I'm basically not fighting as hard as I could. That said, the system obviously tries to protect itself. It's very, very corrupt. There are some big law firms that are successfully going after the deep state, and that's who I'm in the process of talking to or have talked to. And then they say we've got very, very serious cases against these folks. But that is definitely something that we're looking into and doing. But regardless, in the court of public opinion, that's where the enemy's losing. When I say enemy, the globalists have hijacked our government, and they see hardworking, upright, strong, good people as the enemy. And they literally are at war against you because they've taken over. They're robbing the country seven ways to Sunday. They feel completely entitled to do it. But they know in the back of their minds, in the front of their minds, that the public's waking up to them very quickly. It's huge. And so they're not going to stop coming after you. And even if we rolled over and submitted to them, history shows tyrants never quit because they have a hunger to dominate and hurt ordinary people. So when you pray for this broadcast, when you support this broadcast, when you spread the word about this broadcast, you are fighting the globalist. You are doing the right thing, and you are standing up for yourself and everybody else. So I want to thank and salute everyone that has supported us over the years. We've been completely vindicated in spades. But I most importantly want to thank God for answering prayers, that so much is coming out. I've had thousands of people on the streets in the last few years tell me, don't worry, God's in control, God's going to come through, we're praying for you. And just since this information broke 4 days ago and took the internet and the news by storm, the CIA and FBI quarterbacking the illegal attacks against myself, the crew, this operation, and my family, even more, I've now learned, is set to come out in Congress from separate investigations and whistleblowers inside the FBI and CIA, and that you're not just going to see undercover videos of these people, but that you're going to see very, very soon people going public that were part of the persecution, not just against myself, but others. And so this is really their Achilles heel, is when their own people admit to themselves it's wrong, and admit the greater danger is going along with this. We have a rogue, feral, hijacked government with a bunch of corporate interests controlling it that just hit us with a bioweapon deadly shot that's killed over 20 million people. And it's time to stand up and time to say no. And it begins with the courage of insiders blowing the whistle and investigators exposing it and Congress and legislatures and attorney generals taking action. I have been playing phone tag with Paxton, and there's a lot of other things I need to get to. But I can tell you this. People have seen the attacks on Trump. They've seen the weaponization. They've seen the juryless trials. They've seen them taking him off the ballot and all this other illegal crap. That's open election theft in front of you, attempted election theft. And the sleeping giant's awake. I'm a public figure, as I've said many times, so I'm known. You're not, many of you, so you have that anonymity. That's great. But because I'm a public figure, I get to see how many people are awake. I was on an airplane yesterday, shook half the hands of the people that getting off the plane, had the pilot come off the plane, want a picture and shake my hand, had the TSA want the picture and shake my hand, mobbed.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I haven't done this yet just because it just feels weird to go in a grocery store or get on an airplane and have a hidden camera and blur people's faces out and literally show up to 90% of people come up to me and shake my hand. Usually it's about 50%. So I'm going to finish up with this story and then I'm going to get into all the rest of the news here, but because this is a message. Again, I'm going to explain this again. I know most of the audience gets this, but I've seen articles about it acting like I'm bragging and you know, Jones up there saying how popular he is. Well, they're always trying to say I'm unpopular and everybody hates me and they've got all these TV shows and movies and programs and thousands of articles. And when Trump first got elected, before Trump got elected, if I was walking down the street, cars would pull over and shake my hand, grocery store people shake my hand, they'd go to church, every 10th person I walked by would, you know, try to shake my hand or shake my hand. But I wasn't super ultra famous. But still, a lot of people liked me. And then every week or two, somebody would say, F you, Russian agent, or something like that. Then when Trump got elected, it went from 99% positive to about 80% positive. I would get F you's every day. I would get coffee, iced tea thrown on me in restaurants. People coming over to me and my family at dinner saying, F you and your family. We're going to beat your ass. And they'd be waiting outside when I came out. And then I'd yell at them and they'd shoot video and say, oh, you're attacking us. So much so I had to get security. It got so bad, I had to get security at my house for a while. But since they stole the election from Trump and all this persecution, it is now one confrontation per thousand. I went on an almost two-week vacation because I wanted to rest, had to do it. Feels so great. Thank God for that opportunity. Thank you all for your support. I needed it. Did some work while I was on vacation, but I usually work every day on so-called vacation. This time I actually took pretty much a whole week off and then worked the 4 or 5 days we had left. But because this big story broke. But when I was in Hawaii, I would go to Safeway and get food. It's contrary to what the media said. I was staying most of the time at a condo we rented. It was cheaper. And I went to a few days at some hotels because my daughter wanted to have a pool. And basically all of the cleaning staff, when I would walk down the hall at the hotels, were listeners. The people we rented the condo from were listeners. The bartenders, the concierge, the bellhops, I mean, I'm talking like all listeners. I mean, like, it'd be weird if they weren't. It was like Fight Club. We appreciate what you're doing. Keep it up. We're going to bring down the globalist. Then I would go to Safeway. That's the only big grocery store there. And literally, of the three times I went, I would shake half the hands. Two of the times, one time, everyone. It was everyone. The checker, the bagger, everyone in line, people all over the store. At one point, I had like 30 people lined up because I started signing autographs and taking pictures. And they knew about the show. They had said, I noticed you've not been on the last week. It's been Owen. We love Owen, but now we know you're here. Oh, we saw you on Steve Bannon yesterday. So I get on the airplane to fly from Hawaii back to Austin, Texas. And I get on. I'm shaking the hands of the stewardesses, male, female, their listeners. I sit down. This old man and his wife are listeners. The older gentleman behind me with his wife are listeners. And when I get off the airplane, I had multiple people come over and say it was so good to see what you talk about on air just happened. It was incredible. He said, I just saw you on Steve Bannon 2 days ago talking about this phenomenon, and I just watched it. Now, folks, what does that say about the New World Order? And I keep harping on this because it's a blind spot for you because you're not famous, which is a great thing. Again, anonymity is wonderful. It's a curse in many ways to be famous, but you also get to learn things other people don't. I'm a symbol of the resistance. I'm a symbol of fighting the deep state, the New World Order. And it was the customs guys that scan your stuff to make sure you don't have any produce because you could have fruit flies or whatever. My wife got caught with an apple in her backpack. She forgot. All four of the guys go, Alex, come on over here. Your wife's got an apple. Is this you okay? Yeah, no, you can't carry it. Hey, we love you. MAGA all the way. That's flying out of Kauai. Go through the TSA. Hey, man, we're a listener. We know it's BS. The border is wide open. On and on and on. Go through. Go buy some breakfast tacos. Everybody in the restaurant's a listener. I mean, everybody. had a bartender in there at, you know, 10 a.m. in the morning trying to give us drinks. I'm like, no. Got a bar in there, too. It's huge. And I had one woman come up to me, and I'm sitting there on the beach 3 days ago. She goes, "Are you Alex Jones?" And she's looking at me, middle-aged white woman. And I said, "Yes." My daughter was out boogie boarding like 50 yards from me with my wife. They were out on those. And she said, "I effing hate you and hate your family, and I hope you die." And I said, "Let me get my phone and get some video of this." And she goes, "F you. I can't believe what you did to those children." And I said, "What did I do?" And she goes, "You pissed on their graves." And I looked at her and felt sorry for her. Then she stomped off. And I thought about, imagine being that mind controlled. She thinks I'm the worst guy in the world. She believes HBO. She believes this lie. I didn't lie about WMDs in Iraq that killed millions with the sanctions. I didn't ship fentanyl in. I didn't run Jeffrey Epstein's island. I'm a sinner. I'm not perfect. I do things that are wrong. I get mad at people, things like that. But I have a conscience. I feel bad about it. These people literally think they're the good guys, the followers of the system do, and they think I'm the bad guy. I didn't roll out a deadly virus. I didn't roll out an experimental shot. I didn't kill millions of people. But see, they're camp followers of the system. They still believe the corporate media, but they are a tiny minority. And they know they're a minority. And they know they're stealing elections. And they know the world's turning against them. And their whole world's crashing down. So they see me, and they see me as a symbol of all that's bad, and that all the anxiety they have, and all the fear they have, as they run out of money, and as inflation destroys them, they then think it's the right-wingers, it's the populists, it's the Christians, it's the hard-working people that we're the problem. They literally hate us. And I don't hate them. Because imagine being so pathetic that you believe I peed on children's graves when there's no video or evidence anyone ever peed on graves. But they just cook up the wildest crap they can. But you can't talk sense to those people because they believe the lie. And they're victims of the mind control. And they're bought into the system and they're going down with the ship. So that man and his wife, though, he shook my hand and he said, as we're getting off the plane, and he said, "That was incredible to watch." He goes, I didn't doubt you when you were on Bannon telling the story a couple days ago, but he said, "To see it for myself," he goes, "it's incredible." And he was just shaking his head and had tears in his eyes. And I go, "I know. You just saw the majority of people are listeners. What does that tell you? We're winning, folks. I'm done talking about it. I want to come back. I said I'd get into the deadly virus news, and I will. But I've got some clips here of Congress calling for criminal investigations and for me to sue the FBI and CIA when we return straight ahead. Stay with us. But we are winning. Thank God for that. Keep it up, folks. You don't know how strong you are.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy TurboForce is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now. Deeply into the whole CIA FBI operation against myself until the third hour. Got some guests coming on about it, but they're going to be covering bigger topics, bigger subjects, Trump and the weaponization and how to stop it. But I wanted to just play a few clips here because I've mentioned it, so I might actually show it. I want to thank all these different congressmen and women like MTG and Congressman Lee and Congressman Nels. And a bunch of others. I think it's more than five now. There's articles up on InfoWars.com that have come out and said we need hearings. It was brought up during the FISA hearings, saying I need to file lawsuits. I am talking to some of the big law firms that have been suing successfully for people that have been persecuted by the deep state. I'm not going to name names yet. Taking these people on will up the chances they try to set me up and put me in prison. But I can't live on my knees, folks. But I want listeners to recognize that I'm doing this because I'm betting on you. I believe we can beat these people. And the last thing I want to say before I play these clips is this. I now know twice as much as I knew a week ago about what's happened from not just these new developments with this undercover video, but from other sources that have confirmed what I already suspected but couldn't confirm, and now we've confirmed it. The attacks were way worse than we thought, and way more serious, and it's like a spy movie. And I think I've been really struggling with this last night and this morning. I always do what I think is moral. I don't make mistakes on purpose, but a lot of times I look back on what I've done and said I could have done that a lot better. I think we're all like that. At least most of us are, unless you're a globalist. They literally have no conscience, and they have the opposite of a conscience. They love to do bad things. But I think I have a responsibility to expose what's going on. And I know who the players are and who's been involved in what and the level of the infiltration and the things that have gone on. But this has been unbelievable. And it's only by the grace of God that they've not indicted me for made-up crap. I mean, look, I declared bankruptcy because I was out of money a year and a half ago personally, the company 2 years ago. And they've kept us in it trying to find something to put us in jail, and they haven't been able to. The IRS audit lasted over a year, got a big tax refund. They said, wow, we don't normally do this, but you're owed money. And so it even shows the bureaucrats themselves aren't all bad. They may be in a bad situation. They may be in a bad agency, an unconstitutional operation. But they themselves are still, you know, trying to execute the law and not be criminals. But their bosses are criminals and are flogging them like you flog a horse to do these bad things. And that's what this attack on me has been about, is training agencies and groups to do this. But at this time, I'm not going to reveal all of it yet, because I want to get my ducks in a row, but I will be exposing this very, very soon. But let me just give you an idea. My bankruptcy lawyers, that are some of the top people in the state on record, very well respected, super ethical, they got a call when I declared corporate bankruptcy 2 years ago from the other side's lawyers and the Justice Department, because the Justice Department has an office over bankruptcy, the U.S. Trustee's office, and they said, because the lawyer wrote it down, they said, Alex Jones is not going to be afforded access to the bankruptcy system. Nothing he can do or you will do will overcome us. And then when I had bankruptcy hearings and depositions, and they say this happens 1 out of 1,000 times, they would send federal agents from D.C. to the depositions that were held here in these offices, with feds sitting there staring right at me, telling me, you say one thing wrong, we're indicting you. I'm like, okay, nothing to hide. I've been telling, I tell the truth anyways. I don't do my taxes, don't do my stuff. It's just handled by respected firms. And it was like, and then they, the last time they came, they were basically apologetic. And I told from my lawyers, yeah, they think you're completely innocent and actually feel bad. Isn't that funny? They were told I was this master criminal, and then they're like, oh, here's $4.2 million back. But then it was put into the bankruptcy. They were going to put me in prison, folks. They believe the lies that I've got hundreds of millions of dollars and I'm running scams. The only thing I run is making sure the pool in the backyard works and that I cook breakfast and dinner for my children. And I research news, and I cover it on air, and that's who I am, and that's what I do. So anything else you hear from these people is a lie, is a fraud. But can you imagine in the bankruptcy system what the deep state would do, where they could put their people over and in an operation and then do everything they could to cut the funding off so that we could not operate? What did the FBI/CIA agent say? We want to take his money away. Because they saw us expanding, hiring more crew, doing more. That's what I was doing with the money. Wasn't anywhere near what they said. But that's why they cut off the Keystone Pipeline. It's why they ship the jobs to China and Mexico and India. The globalists don't want you to be upwardly mobile. Their attack on me is a mirror of the attack on you. They want to break our families up. They want single mothers isolated, controlled by the government. They want all the women working so they can't raise the children. Everything they do is about making you poor and in debt to hurt you. And if we build an ecosystem and an economy of the people, and people are allowed to listen to what they want to listen to, we'll be a nation that's prosperous and free and safe and secure again. Look at Bukele and El Salvador, most dangerous country in the world. He takes over 3 years ago, and within 1 year becomes the safest country in the Western Hemisphere, the second safest in the world. Investment pouring in, government surpluses. They have like one murder a month now. They used to have hundreds a day. Real leadership. Snap the fingers. It's over. With the technology we've got and the infrastructure we got, from the poorest third world country to the richest nation, the globalists are tying us down like tying a boat to the dock, and you try to run the engine, but you're chained up to the dock. All your boat does is go into the water. I want to untie the boat from the dock. And the globalists don't want that. They want to keep their foot on your neck. And they want to keep control of you. And then there's Bukele up there in front of them at CPAC saying, Soros, the New World Order, are running the crime gangs. They're destroying your country. They dissolve your border. They will enslave you. They'll never stop. You have cancer. And until you go after their operatives and until you shut them down, you're going to be enslaved. But he said, George Soros doesn't even have to be banned by me in El Salvador. Everyone hates him. Everyone knows he's a criminal. And it's already happening. When I go out, and conservatively, half the people want to shake my hand. What does that tell you, folks? We're winning. Freedom is popular. All right, go ahead and go to this clip before we go to break. This is, I never got to these. I should have got to more of these. I'll get to them later. Congressman Representative Troy Nels speaking with Benny Johnson. Here it is.
Hey, God bless you. God bless your listeners. You're doing a hell of a job, Benny. Keep it up, buddy. This is what we need. We are being silenced. We are being silenced by the dishonest media, the greatest threat to our country, the dishonest media. So it's individuals like you and others. And Alex Jones, if you're listening, Alex Jones, you have a right to be a little bit flustered, right? Your feathers should be flustered right now with what that agent, that former CIA guy or that CIA guy said about you. And same with Tucker. I tell you, go after him. Go after him. This weaponization that the Republicans have said has happened with the DOJ, it's true, America. They're coming after Donald Trump. They're coming after anybody that's a mega movement individual. We got to push back. Let's win Trump 2024.
Just really quickly, since you brought it up, would you be in favor of subpoenas to figure out if this guy is telling the truth about Alex Jones, if they were targeted?
Listen, everybody says a lot of stuff up here, Betty. You say this, you say that, this guy. I kind of looked at the guy. He looked a little like he's a little different. But what I would do is I would try to confirm, verify what he said. And if it's true, and if it's accurate, I think Alex Jones should go after. They should go after the federal government without question. And I think Tucker and everybody else should do it. These are abuses that the American people will not tolerate. We will not tolerate these abuses by the DOJ. The weaponization has been taking place. They've gone after Donald Trump for years. It's all going to stop. Trump 2024, baby. He's coming back.
It says Congressman Lee out of Utah said, he said, this isn't law enforcement. This is fascism. And it is true what he said. We have the proof. It's coming up. Roger Stone straight ahead to talk about Trump and the criminal trial and more. Stay with us, hour number two.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.